The following message from Pastor Greg Laurie is made possible by Harvest Partners, helping people everywhere know God. Check out Virtue, our website for Christian women. Go to harvest.org/virtue.
Pastor Greg Laurie urges us to spend time with God. In fact, to make an appointment. But don't be late.
Some people are late for everything. Now, it's one thing to be late for an appointment with a friend. It's another thing to be late for your appointment with God Himself. And you have an appointment with God every day. It usually is the first thing in the morning where you open up the Word of God and see what the Lord has to say to you.
This is the day when the lost are found.
Glad you're along for a new beginning today, and Pastor Greg has some important insights in just a moment on spending quality time with the Lord. Pastor Greg, before we get started, let me ask you to help us quiet our hearts.
Yes.
You know, there's just so much to worry about in our world right now.
Right.
Help us focus where we should.
Yeah, Dave, there's new words that have entered our vocabulary because of COVID-19. Words like pandemic, shelter in place, quarantine. These have not been a part of our vocabulary, but now they are. If you would have told me that markets would be depleted of supplies and that we would be asked to stay at home and that I would be among the most vulnerable because, well, I guess I'm technically elderly. I'm 67 years old. I would have said, oh man, you're like an alarmist or a prepper. But it's happening. It's real. This is a pandemic. And we've got to work together as Americans. The CDC is giving us guidelines that are there for our own protection so we can get through this together. But listen, I want to say something to you. I think you should be practical and observe the guidelines given to you by the Center for Disease Control, like washing your hands, maintaining good distance between people, so we can get over the hump of this thing. But here's what I want to say. Don't worry, but pray. The Bible says, don't worry about anything, pray about everything. It doesn't say don't think about these things, but it does say don't worry about them. You know, worry has no value whatsoever. Worry actually will deplete you, not help you. Worry does not empty tomorrow of its sorrow. It empties today of its strength. So understand in the message you're going to hear right now, it's a message I gave before all of this happened. So what, there might be references in this message that don't seem to fit in the time we're in right now, but I just want you to know that here at Harvest, we care about you. We're here for you. We want to continue to minister to you during this time. And I would like to also mention to you that we're doing special services every Sunday at our website, harvest.org, and we're simply calling it Harvest at Home. So you can log in and watch it, and we have multiple showings throughout the day, and then you can watch it again through the week. So tune in to harvest.org this Sunday and watch Harvest at Home. And do me a favor, let somebody else know that we're out there offering hope. Here's what we want to do at Harvest. We want to offer Christ in the midst of the crisis.
Yeah, we really do. And again, more encouragement is available right now at harvest.org. Well, let's dig into today's study as Pastor Greg reinforces the importance of setting an appointment with God and keeping it.
I want to look at a man that experienced what we might describe as a solo rapture. He was caught up to meet the Lord in heaven all by himself, and his name was Enoch. And Enoch is a fascinating character whose story is found in Hebrews 11 and also in the book of Genesis. Here in Hebrews 11, we read these words about him, starting in verse 5. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life, so he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. But before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. So Enoch was taken, meaning he was taking a walk with the Lord, and he was caught up to glory. Maybe the Lord said, hey, buddy, we're closer to my house than yours. why don't you come home with me? And he did. And he's also mentioned over in Genesis 5, verses 21 to 24, which says, Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. After he begot Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had sons and daughters, and all the days of Enoch were 365 years. Enoch walked with God and was not, for God took him. So how did Enoch do it? Here's my primary point for this message. Enoch walked with God. And that's what I want to encourage all of you to do in this coming year. Just simply walk with God. You know, this phrase, walking with God, is used many times in the New Testament. 1 John 1:7 says, if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Then 1 John 2:6 says, he that says he abides in him ought to walk as he walked. Then Colossians 2:6 says, as you've received Jesus Christ as Lord, so walk in him, built upon him, established in the truth. Galatians 5 reminds us to walk in the Spirit, and we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And then Romans 13:13 says, walk properly as in the day. Don't participate in the darkness of wild parties and drunkenness or sexual promiscuity or immoral living, or in quarreling, or in jealousy. So we say, okay, I get it. Yeah, I want to do that. But what does it specifically mean to walk with God? Let me sum it up this way. To walk with God means I cooperate with God. To walk with God means I'm in harmony with God. To walk with God means I'm communicating with God, speaking to him and hearing from him. It's all about communication. Now, here is a key verse in understanding what it means to walk with God. It's found in Amos 3:3. And it simply says this, and it's loaded with meaning. Amos says, can two walk together unless they are agreed? Can two walk together unless they are agreed? There's important shades of meaning in the original language at help here. It means God and man walking together as a single unit, bringing me to my first point. Walking with God means I get in sync with him. Think of a tandem bicycle. How many of you have ever ridden a tandem bicycle with someone? You're a dork. No, you aren't. But it looks weird to me. I don't know. I don't like the idea. But okay. But for the sake of an illustration, if you're on the front pedaling away and your partner is hitting the brakes, is that going to work out? No, you have to pedal together. Or let's say you're in a canoe and you're all paddling. If you're paddling one way and somebody else is paddling another way, is that going to impair your performance? So to walk with God means to get in sync with God, to be in rhythm with God. To walk with God is to say, Lord, where are you going? And I want to go with you. Getting in sync with God, walking in communion with God. That is the picture of walking with God. Number two, to walk with God means you keep your appointment. To walk with God means you keep your appointment. Back to Amos 3:3. It's also translated, can two men walk together unless they have made an appointment? Made an appointment. Some people are late for everything. Now, when I make an appointment, I try to enter it into my calendar, and it pops up on my phone, appointment in 10 minutes. And there have been times, honestly, I forgot about the appointment. And sometimes it pops up on my watch, because I wear an Apple Watch as well. Appointment, appointment, buzzing, buzzing everywhere. Okay, I have to remember my appointment. But some people are late for everything. How many of you tend to be late for everything? Raise your hand up. I bet no one will. If you do, okay, you're honest. That's all right. Well, how do you know if you're a late person? There's some telltale signs. Here's how to know if you're the person who is always thought of as being the late one. When you text, you're 5 minutes away and you're still sitting on your couch in your sweats. You're one of those late people. Or how about this? When your friends tell everyone to meet at 8:30 and they tell you to meet at 8, that means you're a late person. You know you're a late person if you arrive to something on time for once and your friends actually say, what are you doing here? Right? Try not to be that late person. Because in a way, when you're always late, now there are times that there's a reason for it, but if you're always late, it's really sort of rude, isn't it? A friend of mine has said to me, early is on time is late, and late is never acceptable. Early is on time is late, and late is never acceptable. Now, it's one thing to be late for an appointment with a friend. It's another thing to be late for your appointment with God Himself. And you have an appointment with God every day. It usually is the first thing in the morning where you open up the Word of God and see what the Lord has to say to you.
Pastor Greg will present the second half of today's message in just a moment. But Pastor Greg, give us a nugget of encouragement to hang on to if our minds are drifting toward the issues we see around us right now.
Yes, I would say it's good to be up on the latest news on COVID-19, but don't spend all of your time watching the news or reading news feeds on your phone. You need to be thinking about what the Word of God says. Let me share a verse with you from Isaiah 43:2. This is the Lord Himself speaking to us. When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they'll not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. Listen to this, Christian friend. You are indestructible until God is done with you. He's going to get you through this, so look to Him, listen to Him, and I'm so glad that you've taken the time to tune into A New Beginning, and we have some more hopeful words for you now from the Word of God. One more point from what Amos wrote in Amos 3:3, to walk with God is to pool your resources. So let's review. To walk with God is to stay in harmony with Him. To walk with God is to keep your appointment. All of these are implied in the text. And thirdly, to walk with God is to pull your resources with the Lord. Amos 3:3, can two walk together unless they have agreed or unless they've pulled their resources? Have you ever seen that TV show Shark Tank? I kind of like that show. It's very interesting. And I've watched many people come on and, you know, fail miserably in front of the sharks. Shark Tank basically is a TV show where people appear before very entrepreneurial, successful individuals like Mark Cuban and others who will listen to a pitch for their company or their product. And if the shark wants to be an investor, they can go into business with the person. So they'll make an offer to them. I'll give you this much and I want this much in return. And here's the deal. And the person who's out there trying to sell their product or company or whatever it is has the choice to either go into business with one of the sharks or not go into business. And some have failed miserably. One guy appeared on Shark Tank and he invented something called a man candle. A man candle. You know, girls like candles, right? He thought men need a candle. And instead of being fragrant like flowers, I went into a little candle store with my granddaughters the other day, and I almost wanted to throw up. It was like all these little candles and things that looked like soaps were in the shapes of little food items, and there was nothing in that place I wanted. And I actually was having an allergic reaction to it. So he came up with a man candle. Basically, it smelled like things that men like, including barbecue, football. I'm not sure that smelled like a football. A golf course and popcorn. Well, it was rejected. Another guy came up with a bird feeder that zaps squirrels. Now, suddenly, I'm interested. Because I've had problems with squirrels. But the problem was it was a little too powerful because it zapped the birds, too. So instead of killing squirrels, it killed every creature that came to get seed. But then along comes a person with a product called Scrub Daddy. You ever heard of that? Basically, it was a sponge with a smiley face that turned soft in warm water and firm in cold. To date, it sold more than 10 million sponges. They made $50 million on it. That's because I believe it was a lady struck a partnership with one of the sharks and her product became a reality. Okay, so with that in mind, here we come. And let's say Bill Gates has taken an interest in us, or Jeff Bezos of Amazon, or one of these very wealthy people. We'll stay with Bill Gates for the sake of the analogy. Bill Gates says, I want to go into business with you. Tell me what you have to bring to the table. You say, well, Mr. Gates, I have 100 to bring. He says, 100 what? $1 million? Not quite. $100,000? No. $100? No. I have 100 pennies to bring. And you pull out your little bag and then you empty all your pennies. He says, well, put them on the table. So you line up all your pennies. 100 of them. You say, Mr. Gates, how much are you bringing to the table? Billions. How many billions? I'm not sure. I may be worth 10 billion more than I was an hour ago. It changes a little bit, but I have plenty. Let's go into business together. See, he wants to go into business with you and you want to go into business with him, but it's your advantage here because he brings a lot more to the table than you bring. So I come to the table with really nothing. I'm like the little kid with the loaves and fishes. Here it is. It's not much. I've got some sardines and Wonder Bread. You know, that's all. But the Lord can do a lot with a little. So to walk with God means I go into partnership with God. I give him my life. I give him my future. I give him my resources. I give him my talents. And I say, Lord, they belong to you from this moment on. When I became a Christian, I was not some prize convert, okay? I wasn't a celebrity. I wasn't a sports star. I was nobody. I was a 17-year-old kid that had almost nothing to offer. And I gave it to the Lord. So whatever good has come out of my life has been a result of all that God has done for me and through me, not what I've done for him. But I think that should offer hope. It should offer hope because God wants to do that with all of us. So walking with God is living in harmony with God. It's keeping our appointment with God. It's pooling our resources with the Lord. And by the way, late bloomers are welcome. Exactly when did Enoch start walking with God? Genesis 5:21 says, Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. It appears that there was something about the birth of Methuselah that brought about the conversion of Enoch. You know, sometimes children bring a wake-up moment to a person. You know, maybe you've lived a pretty self-centered life and then you get married and you have all the challenges that come with marriage and then you have your first child. And now this is a whole new world for you. And there can be something about having a child, the responsibility of raising a child, that's a wake-up call. But here's another interesting thing. The name Methuselah has a profound meaning, which is, when he is dead, it shall be sent. When he is dead, it shall be sent. It appears that God revealed to Enoch, because he walked with God, that when Methuselah died, judgment would come upon the face of the earth. So every time Methuselah got a cold, might have freaked Enoch out a little bit, like, is this it? When he is dead, it shall be sent. Yet Methuselah lived for 969 years. That speaks volumes about the grace of God. And maybe we look at the world today and we wonder, why hasn't the Lord come back? Why has he allowed wickedness to spread like it does? And why hasn't he returned? Why does he allow wicked people to prosper? And God's answer is in 2 Peter 3, where Peter writes, I want to remind you, in the last days, scoffers will come mocking the truth and following their own desires. And they'll say, what happened to the promise that Jesus is coming again? For before the times of our ancestors, everything has remained the same since the world was first created. So one of the signs of the end times is there'll be wicked people mocking God and making fun of anyone that believes Jesus is coming again. So why hasn't the Lord returned? Then Peter gives the answer, 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord isn't being slow about his promise, as some men think. He's being patient for your sake, because God doesn't want anyone to be destroyed. He wants everyone to repent. Why has Christ not come back again? Because he wants more people to believe. He wants more people to come into the kingdom of God. That is why we're so committed in the next 2 years of trying to reach more people than we've ever been able to reach in any two-year period of our entire ministry. And if you are a person who's walking with God, you'll want the same. If you want people to come to Jesus, it shows me that you are walking with God. And if we do believe that the Lord is coming, we should be sharing our faith. So here's old Enoch. He's thinking, man, I don't know when it's going to be. But it could be tomorrow and it could be 10 years from now, but it would cause him to always be ready. And in the same way, and in conclusion, you know, I don't know where you are at in your life right now, but I ask you the question, are you walking with God? Listen to this. If you walk with God on earth, one day you will walk with God in heaven. If you say, come into my life, Lord, now on earth, one day he will say, enter into my kingdom to you in heaven. If you say yes to Jesus on earth, he will say, well done and good and faithful servant to you in heaven. But if you say no to Jesus on earth, he'll say, depart from me, I never knew you in heaven. So what's going to happen to me in the afterlife has everything to do with what I do in this life. And I ask you tonight, are you walking with God? Let me put it another way. Do you know God? Maybe something has happened to you that's gotten your attention. I told you for Enoch, it was the birth of a son. For someone else, it could be the death of a child. I've seen many parents come to faith when a child has died or a spouse has died. Or it could be an illness that was unexpected. It could be being terminated from a job. It could be being broken up with. Breaking up with your boyfriend, your girlfriend, so many things it could be that could cause it. A marriage unraveling, whatever it is. Something that gets your attention and you say, man, I need the Lord. Maybe it's an addiction you can't break and you try to overcome it and you just sink deeper every year into that addiction. But God can change your whole story, your whole narrative. And God is ready to forgive you of any sin you've ever committed. But you have to just come and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I need your help. And if you will confess your sin, the Bible says he's faithful and just to forgive you your sin and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And in a moment, we're going to pray. And I'm going to give you an opportunity to start walking with God, an opportunity to come into a relationship with Jesus Christ. Some of you are older. You're saying, well, it's too late for me. Well, Methuselah was 65, you know, so it's never too late to reach out to the Lord, no matter where you are in life, young, old, somewhere in the middle. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. If you're not sure that Jesus has forgiven you of your sin, if you're not confident that you're ready for the Lord's return, you need Jesus in your life now. And I'm going to close by giving you an opportunity to invite him in. So let's all bow our heads and everybody praying, Father, thank you for your word to us tonight. Thank you that it's true. When it looks like this world around us is falling apart, we know you're in control. You promised to come back again for us and call us to heaven. We don't know when that day will come, but we want to be ready. And I pray for any person here, or maybe they're watching or listening, wherever they may be. If they don't have a relationship with you, if they don't know you in a personal way, I pray that tonight will be the night they believe in Jesus. I pray that tonight will be the night they have their sin forgiven. And they change their eternal address from hell to heaven. Help them to come to you now, we pray. Amen.
Pastor Greg Laurie with an important prayer with those who want to make a change today in their relationship with the Lord. And if you'd like to do that today, Pastor Greg will help you in just a moment before today's edition of A New Beginning wraps up. Hopefully, you heard all of Pastor Greg's study today and the first part of the presentation we brought you last time. If not, you can hear what you missed online by going to harvest.org. Or to order a copy on CD, call us at 1-800-821-3300. That's 1-800-821-3300. It's a study called How to Walk with God in 2020, Part 1. And then Pastor Greg has a word about a brand new resource parents and grandparents are really going to love.
So we're very happy to be offering this two-book set called Found in Love, written by Sally Lloyd-Jones and Kathy, who's here in studio with me, my wife. It's Easter time. It seems like this is a really good book to give to a child for Easter. What do you think?
Well, yeah, as a grandmother, I'm concerned about all the junk and candy that kids get given at that time in their Easter basket. So I'm always looking for something special to put in their basket. And this would be an amazing gift to give them at Easter time. First of all, there's all kinds of little lambs in the illustrations here, but the book set is so gorgeous. It comes in this hardcover
beautifully packaged
box, and two hardcover books with included in there is an original keepsake print, which shows a shepherd holding a cuddling a little lamb in his arms. So this is perfect at Easter time. But can I also just say a word to those of you that are just looking to give somebody a sweet gift anyway? Adult, child, whatever age, you are going to find this book will be a special way to minister to somebody who needs to know that they are loved and found by God. I've read it. It has spoken to my heart. It's something that I want to reread and think about, because these two books are based on Psalm 23 in the Lord's Prayer. Two very, very familiar passages, so familiar that we don't even hear the words anymore.
I think that's true.
This is a way to hear it with fresh ears and to welcome it into your heart in a new way. So adults or children alike are going to appreciate this book. And at Easter time, hey, stick it in your Easter basket.
Excellent idea.
Yeah, just contact us and we'll send Sally's inspiring resource your way to thank you for your donation. It's an investment that helps this program continue to reach out each day here on A New Beginning. And if you'd like to receive Found and Loved by Easter, be sure to call us for information on expedited shipping options. Our number is 1-800-821-3300. That's 1-800-821-3300. Or write us at A New Beginning, Box 4000, Riverside, California, 92514. Or go online to harvest.org. And then, Pastor Greg, just before we go, would you mind praying with the person listening who wants to make a change today in their relationship with the Lord?
I'd be happy to, Dave. You know, as you've been listening to this today, maybe you've heard another voice. By that I mean, yeah, you heard me say a few things, but you heard God's voice speak to you deep in the recesses of your heart, and it suddenly dawned on you, this is what I need. Or to state it more accurately, this is who I need. I need Jesus and I want Jesus, but maybe you don't know how to make that connection. Let me help you. Pray this after me right now if you want Jesus Christ to come into your life. Lord Jesus, I know I am a sinner and I am sorry for my sin and I need your forgiveness right now. Would you come into my heart, my life as Savior, as God, as friend? I choose to follow you from this moment forward. Thank you for calling me and accepting me and forgiving me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I know that was a relatively short prayer. Maybe you felt something as you prayed it. Maybe you felt nothing. That doesn't really matter, because God's word says, these things we write to you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. It doesn't say, so you may think you have it, or you may hope you have it if God's in a good mood. No, that you can know it. And I want you to know, if you pray that prayer and meant it, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has come into your life. So congratulations. You're now a Christian. Now continue to follow the Lord.
Yeah, and to help you, we'd like to send some resource materials your way. We call our New Believers Growth Packet. It'll answer many of the questions you might have and get you started in your new relationship with the Lord. So get in touch and ask for it. We'll send it free of charge. Write A New Beginning, Box 4000, Riverside, California, 92514. Again, it's called the New Believers Growth Packet. Or you can call us at 1-800-821-3300. 1-800-821-3300, or go online to harvest.org and click on Know God.
You know, Easter is the perfect opportunity to bring someone to church that does not yet know the Lord. But here's the big difference this year. We're going to do it all online. That's right. Easter is coming to you, to your house, to your tablet, to your phone, wherever you want to view it. Just go to harvest.org to find out more. Let's work together to reach the largest group of people we have ever been able to make contact with this coming Easter. It's Harvest Easter Online.
Next time, we begin focusing our hearts on the message of Easter. Pastor Greg will offer some important insight on the significance of Palm Sunday, which is coming up this Sunday. Join us next time here on A New Beginning.
The preceding message from Greg Laurie was made possible by Harvest Partners, helping people everywhere know God. Sign up for Pastor Greg's free daily email devotions at harvest.org.